This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
And here we are again, another week of the overview, which we've become so well known for here. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. The official list from Talkers Magazine will be the subject matter of the discretionary subject matter of our conversation here. Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. He's here most every week through the year to give us the benefit of his knowledge from the research that the folks on his staff do to figure out what the big stories have been pursued by our talk radio professionals during the week, people's stories as well. So, Michael, I guess it would be a good time. Why not?
Okay, here we go. Let's do it.
The now. Yes.
The now. Here's the now, but this now reflects the past week. So there's always a new now. The new now. I like that, a new expression.
The new now.
The new now.
Something,
hey,
what some of the cow would do.
Well, you would know.
That's number, right, I would.
At number 10, abortion tied with LGBTQ rights. At number 9, COVID-19 tied with general health issues. At number 8, crime, homelessness, and capital punishment. At number 7, race relations. At number 6, Donald Trump's legal woes. At number 5, Alex Jones and his case. Immigration is at 4. The economy is at 3. At number 2, politics in the midterm elections. At number 1, the Russia-Ukraine war and a whole array of foreign affairs, focusing on Iran and China, North Korea, and the rest of this crazy world. On the people survey at number 10.
The world's not so crazy. It's the people who are in it that's crazy. Yeah. The world's fine. It's the people like Kim Jong-un and Khomeini and man. Oof. Okay, anyway, excuse me.
You start naming Americans and they would...
Yeah, right. Yeah, right. There's plenty of those, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, idiots walk among us. They're crazy, crazy.
Oh, that's your song. That's
my theme song now.
Yes.
You know,
right.
Idiots.
Idiots.
At number 10, we have a tie between Xi Jinping and Ayatollah Ali Khamenei.
Yeah,
and number 9, we have
you.
John Fetterman and Dr. Mehmet Oz at number 9. Kerry Lake and Herschel Walker at 8. Nuri Martinez, the city council president or former city council president in Los Angeles, is at number 7, tied with Nicholas Cruz, the perp in the Parkland shooting, who got off with his life.
Yeah. Wow.
Greg Abbott at 5 and Ron DeSantis at... Greg Abbott, rather, at 6. Ron DeSantis at 5. Alex Jones at 4. Donald Trump at 3. Vladimir Putin at 2. And Joe Biden at 1. And that's kind of a snapshot of the wild, evolving world of topics and people that are talked about on News Talk Radio in America for this past week.
How many of these stories are politically motivated? Can we have as number 10 is, 9 has become that, 8 has been, 7 has been, 6 has been, I suppose even 5, Alex Jones is political, immigration, 4. Is everything on the list? Guess it is, isn't it?
Well, is the
war in Ukraine
political? Everything is political. But then everything is political. I mean, politics is a byproduct of human action, human interaction. There's politics even, you know, outside the world of partisan politics, governmental politics. There's politics in, you know, every club, every business, every family. If you look at families, there's always a shifting tide of alliances. Think about that. You know, you're an ally with your brother on this topic, but you're an ally with your cousin on that one.
Mm-hmm. Welcome to Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah, well, that's why Thanksgiving dinner has become the poster holiday for family stress.
Pass the sausage, please.
Pass the sausage and cut the BS. You know, it's interesting that you mentioned politics. Why, you got to bug up your behind about politics this week?
I think I'm getting really Yeah, really. I think maybe, I'm not sure which of these two things gets me going more. I saw some footage which shows Nancy Pelosi, the House Speaker, telling her aides that if Donald Trump, the former president, made good on his promise to march into the U.S. Capitol, she would punch him out.
That would be a pay-per-view. I would give a couple hundred bucks to watch that.
And then over the House Select Committee investigating the events about the around the storming of the Capitol, they held their ninth public hearing, voting to subpoena Trump. You think Trump's going to show up? First of all, if the House changes to be controlled or stays, I guess. No, is it the House or the Senate?
The House is controlling the committee.
Right, yeah. So if the Republicans take over the House, then you can be damn sure there aren't going to be any more hearings. Right?
No, it'll be over, but they're trying to get it done before that. Or, of course, if the Democrats maintain control of the House, then Trump's goose is cooked.
His goose.
Is it? His goose is cooked. Isn't that a great expression?
Yeah, it is. Where'd that come from?
I don't know. It came from the
goose
bowels in my mind.
Annoying, and they're geese are horrible creatures. You know, people shoot every goose I could find over the farm because they're salmonella-laden poop. Just kills, especially the younger animals that get a hold of it, kills them. Their poop is deadly. And so people, those beautiful geese. No, or at least not on the farm. You can have them over your place. We don't need them over the farm.
Yeah. And today on American Family Farmer, we're going to talk about the dangers geese poop. Otherwise known as goop.
That's it. Okay. All right. The Parkland shooter and the sentencing. He gets life in prison. Boy, has this PO'd a lot of people. Number 8 on the list, the discussion of capital punishment in general. But Nicholas Cruz, who shows up at number 7 on the people list, the Parkland shooter, I don't think he got his just reward. Do you? I don't believe in the capital punishment system, but I'll tell you, this guy, woof.
I don't think there's anything that anybody can do to this guy that could undo the misery and the pain and the suffering of what he did.
Yeah.
So, if you want vengeance and you want to feel good about it,
that's what it is.
Maybe they should draw and quarter him slowly before they execute him. But I think a more, sensible, civilized, and rational way to deal with it is to lock him up and throw away the key and not let
him out. Which is what they're going to do. Yeah, that's what they're going to do. Yeah. All right. Number 3 on the story list this week, the economy. Inflation rose 8.2% comparison from September to September. The data has been released this week. The metric estimates that the change is going to affect you. I love these government pronouncements. I'm reading the PR sheet. Your purchasing power will, because of higher inflation, be less. Really? We need the government to tell us that? I think, you will now be able to buy fewer goods with every dollar you spend. Okay. You look at medical care, the cost of food, buying gasoline, that kind of stuff. It's just, there's nothing new there, right? We all know this.
Well, yeah, but we have to live with it, and we have to have an idea of where we stand in terms of our means. So, it's obviously important. As to the cause of inflation, as to the cure for inflation, there's a lot of conversation you can have about that topic.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go back to the Parkland shooter in a moment here. 15 past the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, brought to you in part by Calitrin, the number one way to lose weight in our country. And in fact, it's now being sold around the Western world. People in Europe are using it, Canada, Mexico. It's the best way to keep that weight off. If you've been struggling not to to lose the weight. That's something that is, it's not easy, but it's easier than keeping it off, because you go back to the same, okay, I've won now, I've lost the weight, whoopee, let's go back to eating a lot of red meat and a lot of ice cream and cookies and stuff that puts the weight back on again. No, bad decision. The best decision you can make is go to toploss.com, the website, excuse me, for Calitrin. See the stories of the hundreds and thousands of people who have had healthy weight loss, and they've kept the weight off in a healthy manner by using this product. It's produced in America. The FDA approves of the combination of ingredients, aloe vera, collagen protein, digestive enzymes, that sort of stuff. So now you can make it your own. You and members of your family, maybe your friends in your circle are struggling as you are. You can tell them about it. Just send them to shoploss.com. And right now you can use the Doug code, free shipping. You can buy as many of these things as you want and get an equal number without having to pay for them. Fast shipping, no hidden fees, and they'll help you pay for it. If, in fact, you want to buy a lot, but you can't really buy it all right now, talk to the counselor when you go to toploss.com. Get the chat going. They'll take care of you. Taken care of well. That's what people say when they go to toploss.com about the help that helps you at the company headquarters down in and they're just outside of Memphis, matter of fact. Toploss.com. Use the code Doug to benefit, reap the benefits of Calitrin.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Sherry is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, my name is Sherry. I'm 76 and I live on the Oregon coast. My husband, Sam, we've been married 53 years. We have a medical device company, have 2 daughters, and then 2 granddaughters. I noticed that thoughts and memories were not there like they were when I was much younger. A friend gave me a bottle of Prevagen and said it had helped her. So I thought, well, why not try it? Since taking Prevagen, my memory has gotten better. My thought processes have gotten better. And it's like the puzzle pieces have all been put together. I wish I would have known about Prevagen a few years before. It's worth a try.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcoming back into our fold, Elizabeth Miller, who is from the Calitrin organization, the all-natural way to lose weight and keep it off. That's the slug line for Calitrin. But there's so many other stories that go with it, thanks in part, at least, to all of the things that are on the website, toploss.com, the success stories that are there. And that includes you, Elizabeth Miller, right?
I lost 40 pounds with it years ago, and I've been able to keep it off. I maintain it by taking Calitrin during the eating season, which is now upon us. And, you know, I'll take it a little bit before the summer gets here if I want to drop a few pounds.
All right, what's the deal right now? What do we have as a special?
We've got buy 3, get 3 free, unlimited. It's at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. Or you can call us toll free too, 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
All right, Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin.
The Top Radio Countdown.
bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, back with Michael Harrison. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. The charts for the week of October the 3rd to the 7th in our scrutiny. Talking about the... I guess I would like to spend some time talking about what seems to be the number one bill of fare on most talk radio programs, talk radio stations, and that's politics, midterm election, the fact that Donald Trump still seems to be the person that's the lightning rod for who's, you know, going to get what support, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. He claims to be the front runner for the 2024 Republican Party nomination. He is running around the country extolling the value and virtue of his MAGA loyalists. And, you know, you look at the trouble that he's got with the FBI and what they found in Mar-a-Lago and what they're finding in New York and yada, yada, yada. So the Democrats say, yeah, we want to run against Trump. Put him up there. Let's go get him.
They also want to run against his people that he endorsed.
Yeah. Right, like yeah. DeSantis.
He didn't endorse DeSantis.
Oh, yeah, didn't he? For governor?
What I'm saying is the Democrats want to run against all of these
people that he endorsed
candidates.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. Yeah, yeah,
and,
yeah.
And certainly they would love to run against Trump.
Well, the talk radio world, I was listening to a snippet somebody sent me from Laura Ingraham, and then she had, I think, Ann Coulter on, and they were talking about how the Republicans can do better than Trump. And
that talk is already happening in conservative circles, and
yeah.
You should hear it off air, the whispers behind the
really?
Scenes.
Like, what are you privy to?
The Republican Party and the conservatives are frustrated, you know, they're frustrated with Trump. He's got
a lot of
baggage. Yeah.
he's the best. Come on. And that can go for Joe Biden. I thought it was interesting, with all the hoopla about Alex Jones this week, the quote that I saw from him was that he was pulling away from supporting Ron DeSantis. I would think Ron DeSantis would be very happy about that, given what Alex Jones, who, do you want to tell people, we've got a minute or so, the story, the update, Alex Jones, a talk radio personality, who's being sued. He finished his trial this week.
I think everybody knows who he is.
Yep. So his trial is kind of over this week because he just decided not to put up a defense. He says the system's corrupt and they're all against him, and it sounds like some child in a sandbox.
No, he sounds like he's either a total showman or he's lost his mind. Neither is very becoming. I mean, I don't take Alex Jones seriously anymore. His damage is gone. He's had a tremendous influence on the culture. He's had a tremendous influence on the media. And he's had a tremendous influence on politics. And now there are plenty of, you know, Alex Jones-influenced wannabes out there who are just maybe smarter and more contained. But he really has created a lot of trouble for a lot of people.
Well, he's given talk radio, these kind of people. But then you say, well, aren't the extremists? I mean, you could say that about Mark Levin and some of the stuff that he says. Is he an extremist?
To me, there's a big difference between Mark Levin and Alex Jones.
Would you like to spend a second?
I think Mark Levin is far more credible and far more responsible. I don't disagree with that.
I just think
that's all I'm saying.
Yeah, that he says some outrageous things. But is that the way to get an audience today? Because there's so much stuff out there. Do you have to say and do outrageous stuff in order to get an audience? There's another question which we may deal with if we have time in the next half hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Consumer sentiment is slightly higher this month. The University of Michigan's early reading for October edged up another point after hitting its all-time low in June. However, more Americans remain gloomy when it comes to the outlook for inflation. Speaking in London on Friday, UK Prime Minister Liz Truss speaks about replacing the country's finance minister after his plan to cut taxes sent their currency plummeting in value. Nevertheless, Prime Minister Truss says the mission remains the same.
My priority is making sure we deliver the economic stability that our country needs.
GM says they'll halt production of the Chevy Corvette at their Bowling Green, Kentucky plant next week due to supply chain issues. The plant was shut down for the same reason in late August and lost production in April and March of this year. USA Radio News.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Come on, one more rep. You got this. 10. There it is. Nice work, man. You're a beast.
Thanks, man. I feel better than I have in years. And I got to tell you, taking Nugenix makes a huge difference for me.
Nugenix? That's the testosterone booster with TDS with Frank Thomas. The big hurt, right?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is Testofen, which helps boost free testosterone levels and increase lean muscle mass.
Well, it's clearly working for you. Hey, are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try for themselves?
Yeah, Nugenix is a great way to increase lean muscle and feel stronger with more energy and endurance.
Man, I need to get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix.
No problem. You just got to send them a text. Text GRIT to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of new Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help get you back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text GRIT to 321-321. That's GRIT to 321-321.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown Show, now 34 after the hour. Doug Steffen here. The second week, charts for the week of October 10th to the 14th. Michael Harrison from Talkers is here as we go through the numbers, we go through the stories. We talk about the various issues and the people. Let's go back to number 8 for a second, Michael, with your permission. The whole business about the Parkland shooting, the families, and what was said. Very dramatic. Don't you think? Did you watch that video of the parents?
I did not, but I read about it. And I can imagine.
They were so visibly upset and angry. You could see that. You could feel it.
Well, I mean, this is anybody who's ever watched Law and Order or The Practice or any of these TV crime and law shows, they know that vengeance is a relief.
Yeah.
They call it, you know, having closure, finding justice, you know. And justice is not always served because of the complexities of the legal system. And protecting, you know, people from unfair police procedures. I mean, it's complicated.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, there's a tremendous national debate about capital punishment. It hasn't really manifested itself on talk radio in the last couple of years. Used to be a big topic, if you remember, in the early days. But hosts don't like to talk about it. But it just barreled back onto the survey this week because of this particular case.
Yeah. Yep. I don't know. I guess the word that comes to mind is disgusting. Number 6 this week, the problems the president's having, Trump testimony, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. He became enraged with the whole business of the Supreme Court denying him. And there wasn't even, there was no, nobody said he was left out in the cold, really, by their decision, right? I mean, they all said, no. We're not reviewing this case.
I tell you, aside from the politics of Trump and the Supreme Court and whether you like Trump or not or whatever, there's a certain positive aspect to the Supreme Court saying no to Trump because so many of the members are his appointees. And when the president's or the former president's appointees don't go along with him, it gives me confidence that the American system of government still has a backbone and still is operating, as opposed to something as sacred as the Supreme Court becoming the tool of whichever president is in power or whichever president appointed.
Whatever party is in power, yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Very scary. I want to talk about a couple of different talk radio hosts with you. I don't know if you've ever interviewed for the MH interview, Alex Jones. Have you ever had him on
sure
that?
I did.
You did? Okay.
Oh, yeah. Wonderful
so,
man.
Now,
I remember him saying to me,
you know, Michael, what we do on my show is pure Americana. It's pure Americana.
Yeah. He's so full of himself and so full of BS. So the senator said, why aren't other Republicans getting off on him talking about him, which is, again, back to the political side. This is more the focus on him. He's number five. He's number four on the people list, number five, excuse me, on the story list. This case of him now being responsible to pay the parents of the victims down in Connecticut, about $950 million. I don't know if he's got $950 million.
I doubt it.
I'm guessing that he doesn't. Yeah, right. But guessing the O.J., you know, when O.J. went through the same thing in a civil trial, he managed to squirrel away all of his dough. I'm betting that Alex has done the same thing. So
I think that they'll go after Alex, though, for tax evasion. I think they'll investigate some of his shell companies. Mm-hmm. I don't think it'll be as easy for Alex Jones to hide money as it was for O.J. I think basically Alex Jones is going to be facing a world of pain for the rest of his life.
Well, does he stay on the radio? I don't even does a station still want to carry a program like that?
Some do.
You're the expert.
Well, there's always somebody who'll carry something. There's always somebody who'll give somebody a platform. Oh,
yes.
Mm-hmm. You know that. But as far as Alex Jones being a major player with a critical mass of stations and gigantic exposure or respect.
It's over.
From the mainstream. Yeah, it's over. I mean, do you remember when Megyn Kelly had that new NBC show and she had the hottest thing going? If you
didn't last long.
The first guest that but when she was hot and that was NBC, the first guest they had was Alex Jones.
Yeah.
President Trump told Alex Jones, "Hey, you know, I hear good things about you. You're a great guy."
Yeah, right.
He was very close to respectability. I mean, he was formidable and controversial, but you know, he could have been a contender.
Right.
And I remember back in the early days when I used to talk about Alex Jones to the mainstream press as a rising voice within talk radio. His claim to fame and his accomplishment was that he was a pioneer in online broadcasting. He was one of the first people in the talk media business to successfully build a platform on the internet that carried as much weight, if not more, as many platforms on over-the-air broadcasting.
Yeah.
You know, we've come a long way. So he could have been a hero, but it didn't go well.
No, not at all. All right, so now I want to turn our attention to somebody that we all know and love. And I have, excuse me, a hard time not being emotional about this because of my fondness for Jim Bohannon and where he is. And I said to you when I called you the other day, after listening to the interview that you did with Jimbo this week, his farewell, if you will, when this program airs, he will have had his last broadcast. You tapped into him. I've heard a lot of your interviews, and you've tapped with him into his real story, which is what people have always liked about him anyway, because you kind of knew that you knew the real Jim Bohannon, and more so than you do with a lot of these other political guys that just blah, 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 and give you a lot of baloney all the time. I mean, I don't feel like whether I picked out any number of the people that, you know, that many people listen to, do you really know who these people are? With Bohannon, you knew who he was. And so I just, it was a remarkable interview. Anybody who cares about Bohannon, you can listen to Michael talk to him for almost an hour at mhinterview.com. I'm doing all the talking about it. I would rather you talk about what you experienced, what you thought came out of that conversation.
Well, it was daunting. I mean, I scheduled it for a Sunday afternoon, gave up football to be able to do it outside of the...
Good for you. Yeah.
He gave up football, too. He's a good sports fan, but he didn't seem to be interested in it. He's spending most of his time when he was not on the air. Friday the 14th would be his final show in terms of his series. But I wanted to be able to concentrate on it as opposed to do it in the course of a business day when there are all kinds of interruptions and stresses and things. I wanted to get it right. You know, you're going into an interview with somebody who's dying.
Yeah.
And it's openly known he's dying.
Yeah.
And I got an open ticket in terms of how long we talk. It's not 7 minutes. It could be a half hour to an hour. It could be 2 hours.
It's a beauty of a podcast.
You don't want to go too long, and you don't want to go too short, and you don't want to be morose. So I just sucked it up, and I gave it my best shot. And if I never do another broadcast, that was the one that you know... It was. I'm very gratified to.
I almost want to put it.
To which.
I almost kind of wanted to. There was a part of me that wanted to put pieces of it on this program, and then I thought, no, that's not what it's for. The podcast is there to listen to in its entirety. You don't do justice to something like that by taking bits and pieces and snippets and putting it on the air. You need to listen to the whole thing, because the story of Jim Bohannon and his career and where he is now in his life, that's what you take away from listening to that interview. I will miss him. Mm. I will.
Well, folks, absolutely.
You talk about miracles, though. Spend a minute talking about that aspect, because you and I have very similar spiritual beliefs. We rarely talk about that on the air, but even with each other.
Well, I don't know whether you and I have similar spiritual beliefs.
So I'm
not going to second that.
I listen to you.
Okay. I have no idea really where you are at, other than you have interest in that and those things.
Mm-hmm.
But that being said, although I respect science, I respect doctors, I respect, you know, the inevitable, obviously, I am not one to totally 100% give myself over to despair and the inevitability of somebody dying within a certain amount of time, if in fact that's the prognosis. You know, you've got 3 weeks left to live.
He said that his doctor, I'm not giving this away, you hear it in the thing, his doctor said that he may make it to the end of the year, may not. So that's pretty strong, stiff stuff.
50-50 that he won't see, or he will see, 2023, is what he said. Well, I mean, he's got stage 4 advanced esophageal cancer, which is a tumor at the bottom of the esophagus where it meets the stomach. A lot of people get it confused with cancer of the larynx, which is throat cancer.
Yeah.
And they go, whoa, is he a smoker? I don't think he was a smoker. It has nothing to do with that. And it spread to his lungs, and it spread to his liver, I believe. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it's grim. It's not looking good. But I never would count anybody out, only because there's history and experience of people miraculously, if you want to use the word miracle. I don't know how spiritual that is. It just means something happened that we don't understand. Miraculously, the tumor dries up. It turns around. For any reason, I don't know why, but it can happen, and I use the word hope. So I brought that up, and he went along with that, but it wasn't a false hope. We weren't, you know, blowing smoke at each other, as the saying goes, but this is real human stuff. This is really where we all live, and that came out in that conversation. And I guess it's important to be in touch with those realities for us to function as really honest human beings with each other.
You chuckled a couple of times And story is me. He has such a career. He started as a teenager, a little station in Missouri. He worked in Chicago at CFL for a number of years. He got into talk and started, you know, doing things like being Larry King's replacement. He's always been a steady rock. And he was one of those guys, David Bernstein, God love him, who's another one of our faves who's got a problem he's dealing with, used to say that you, talking to me, you and Jimbo are the only ones that I'd never worry about with regard to the license of any station I was the program director of. Bohannon is a guy who just knew how to do it. He had all those years working with Larry King, and he had his own style, and he worked it. But my God, he will be missed. I will. I'm sending people to the MH interview because I thought it was fabulous. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with a report on the people list from Talkers Magazine. So we go from number 10 to number 1. The Ayatollah is at number 10. At number 9, a tie between John Fetterman and Dr. Oz, running for the Senate seat in Pennsylvania. At number 8, Herschel Walker. Number 7, Nicholas Cruz. Let's see, number 6 is Greg Abbott. Number 5 is Ron DeSantis. Alex Jones, number 4. Donald Trump, 3. Bad Vlad, Puke and Putin, number 2. I always do that because it just makes me feel good when I make fun of him. Joe Biden is number 1, as is usually the case. Whoever the president is most of the time shows up at number 1. So those are the lists of the people that are in the vocal spotlight, if you will, on News Talk Radio, courtesy of the work done, the research done at Talkers Magazine. The Talk Radio Countdown.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79 and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. In the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcoming back into our fold Elizabeth Miller, who is from the Calitrin organization. The all-natural way to lose weight and keep it off. That's the slug line for Calitrin. But there's so many other stories that go with it, thanks in part, at least, to all of the things that are on the website, toploss.com, the success stories that are there. And that includes you, Elizabeth Miller, right?
I lost 40 pounds with it years ago, and I've been able to keep it off. I maintain it by taking Calitrin during the eating season, which is now upon us. And, you know, I'll take it a little bit before the summer gets here if I want to drop a few pounds.
All right, what's the deal right now? What do we have as a special?
We've got buy three, get three free, unlimited. It's at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. Or you can call us toll-free, too, 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
All right, Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin. Talkers Magazine in the charts for October 10th to the 14th. The story chart starts at number 10 with all kinds of conversation about Roe v. Wade and abortion rights, that sort of thing. At number 9, COVID is still in there, raising hell. At number 8, the capital punishment argument around the Parkland shooter. Race relations, number 7, Donald Trump and his legal woes, number 6, Alex Jones and his problems, and number 5, immigration, A lot of going and coming there. Number four, the economy is number three this week, according to the story list of talkers. Politics, the elections that are coming up, all that, number two. And the war and war efforts is number one. All of these things, the lists and the stories behind them at talkers.com or gooddayshow.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show continuing now, 53 after the hour. Stephen J.J. Wiseman is here, our expert from the world of college law. That sounds, you know what? I got a new Law and Order. Law and Order, college law.
There you go.
That's the new one. Yep. All right. So when it comes to the law and discussions of same, this week, I suppose the number one story, even though it's number eight on the countdown list from talkers, the Parkland shooter, whether he gets his just dessert, from my perspective, is off with his head. But I'm not a supporter of capital punishment by any stretch of the imagination. Yeah. But how have we gotten, you know, to this point where it's taken so long, the system to be so slow? So where do we go from here?
Well, when you're looking at the Parkland shooter, the jury, and he pled guilty.
Yeah.
And the real crux of his trial was just whether he was going to get the death penalty or not. In Florida, it has to be a unanimous decision of the jury in order to get a death sentence. And in fact, 9 of the 12 jurors voted for the death penalty, but all they needed was one, and they got 3. Some of which indicated that they felt it was mental illness, but what kind of, and I certainly don't disvalue mental illness, but primarily they were saying his mental illness, according to his lawyers, was caused because his mother drank excessively and smoked while she was pregnant with him, and that
that was how I came into the world, exactly the same, and I've never murdered anybody.
That was what one of the prosecutors was saying. I'm going, yeah. You know, it's like I would say to my students, they sometimes talk about violent video games. These shooters were playing violent video games, these kids, and therefore they should outlaw them. I said, yeah, they also were using Crest toothpaste. And so there's obviously a direct correlation. Right. Now, I mean, it's kind of a spurious thing, but ultimately, you know, the parents wanted blood. I'm not, like you, I'm not a supporter of the death penalty. But if I'm going to make an exception.
this guy's the exception.
I'm willing to make one in his case. Yeah.
Okay. Next, number five on the countdown story list is Alex Jones. Now here, I go back. I've been talking about this with a comparative to O.J., who only had a $30 million verdict against him, but he's yet to pay the first penny to that family. I'm betting that Alex Jones has buried any and everything, although Michael Harrison from Talkers thinks that the IRS will get him. What do you think?
I don't know if it's the IRS will get him, although it's kind of interesting that you pick up on that, because there have been a lot of allegations that he, like many people, have hid money, particularly in offshore entities like in Panama. Yeah. You may remember a few years ago there was a leak from this law firm that set up a lot of these for people. So the lawyers are going after him pretty heavy, and I do think he is going to end up being shown to have hidden assets, which can actually end up being criminal violations in this case, which drill me no end. I'm not a big Alex Jones fan.
No.
So I think he's going down on this. Personally, he'll declare bankruptcy, but I think the fact that he's hidden money, I think they're going to be able to find some, if not all of it, and enough of it to put him on a criminal trial.
So number six is the Supreme Court rejection of Donald Trump's request. There was not much conversation about that. There was the silence is golden there. Were you surprised?
No, and this is funny because my wife says, oh, it's his Supreme Court and they're going to vote in favor. I said, no, they're not. Actually, I kind of predicted exactly what would happen is they made their opinion without any comment. Yeah. And the interesting thing with that is there were no dissenters. Mm-hmm. One time before there was a dissent from Clarence Thomas, but that turned out to be because they were going to be getting text messages from his wife. Yeah. But in this case, no, Supreme Court did its job.
Yep. All right. One quick note. The head of the Congressional Ethics Office has been charged this week with DUI.
Well, it's not an ethical violation anyway.
Right. You can look at it that way. All right. There we have a review of some of the things from the Talkers charts. Find the charts at gooddayshow.com and also talkers.com. Stephen J.J. Wiseman with Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.